topic is the gift of the spirit, healing. Boy, howdy, isn't it a big controversial topic which many seem to struggle with? But the fact is, if we'd simply accept God at His word, it wouldn't be a struggle, would it? Inner healing, outer healing, big healing, little healing, long-term healing, deliverance healing. It's just such a polarizing topic for so many people. But I gotta tell you, when it happens right before your very eyes, I mean, you're standing right there and you are a bona fide witness to miraculous healing, it shakes something in you to your core. Just because we've had poor teachers does not negate the need for teachers. Similarly, just because we've seen some charlatans who manipulate people to appear as if they've been healed doesn't negate real healing that happens. I'm convinced there are a lot of miracles that happen right in front of us and we don't realize what has just happened. I saw an eye grow in a socket where there was no eye, and it had nothing to do with a great crafted prayer. It had nothing to do with somebody with a big title or being a leader or something or other. Nor was anyone drumming up a lot of spiritual hot atmosphere while acting all drunk and saying ridiculous things. God did it. We were there, looking right at it. It was an empty socket, and then it wasn't. When you witness such things, you don't forget the profoundness of what just happened. I've prayed for many people to be healed. I've seen some really miraculous stuff, and I've been so terribly disappointed in what did not happen. I just went and hid in a corner for a while. Many times I knew there was an anointing for people to be healed, and there have been a few times I'm pretty sure it was just presumptuous on my part. I've prayed for people to be healed because that's what I understood church leadership wanted me to do, and nothing happened. Other times I prayed for people to be healed, and not to my credit, I didn't want to pray for them. Yet, regardless of my bad attitude, they were healed. When we get our eyes off ourselves, ceasing our obsession over ourselves and onto Jesus, that's a huge help towards being healed of our afflictions. Jesus is the healer. Healing happens because of who He is, not who we are. And you can't drum up enough pounding music and high atmosphere and high emotion to make it happen. Either it's of the Lord or it's not. And you can't make it happen because God didn't do it fast enough. In August of 2012, Cutting Edge magazine did an interview with Robbie Dawkins. In the interview, Dawkins talks some about the Holy Spirit gift of healing, referred to in 1 Corinthians 12:9. During the interview, he quoted John Wimber, who said, "I had to pray for 1,000 people before one was healed." I also want to add that Mr. Wimber said he'd rather pray for 1,000 and see one healed than pray for none and see none healed. If you have practiced praying for others to be healed with some success, more than likely people will think you are somehow more special than others. After all, it is a very visible gift of the Spirit. Is it that those who pray for healing with some success are different? Maybe, but I think probably not. It's highly likely it's just that they try more often. Maybe the reason some of us see more spectacular stuff than others is that we're doing it more, but from my own life, I guarantee you my failure rate is the same as everybody else's. Persistence plays a big part of practicing the Holy Spirit gift of healing. When your prayer doesn't work out, don't do like I did in your total embarrassment, just run away until God comes to dig you out of your self-made hole of hiding. Try again and again. Don't quit. I read about some ladies whose children had a play date one weekend, and one woman came in with an arm brace on and was also in pain. One mom, although she was reluctant to try, was brave and prayed for the Lord to heal the other woman's arm. After a moment or two, the lady's pain level dropped halfway. She pressed in and prayed again, and it dropped another quarter of the way. By the time she was done, the lady was only feeling a level 1 pain when she started out with a level of 10. I'm Social Porter, and this is Outposts, cool jazz and contemplative conversation, broadcast semi-live from the deck area of a rural cafe overlooking the long green field down to the Ocklawaha River, where the trees gently lean over the river's edge and every evening is oh so pleasant. Come and go with me. Sit back in your big armchair and let's ponder 1 Corinthians 12:9, the gift of the Spirit, healing. Let the words wind around in your thinking machine and see where God's Word takes us. I'll be right back.